good morning, good day, good evening, or whenever you're listening to this. This is the Scooter Diaries, and I am your host, the Laughing Buddha, and you are tuned to the Friday, November 18th edition of the Scooter Diaries. So welcome. Last night, I went to see the world premiere of the Minnesota Opera's New Works initiative of Silent Night. And I have to say, it was excellent. I was extremely impressed by the production. One of the fears that I had had going in to see this particular opera was that I thought it would be overly saccharine and sentimental, and it didn't end up that way, which was very good and a pleasant surprise. The production was amazing. The set was phenomenal. The choreography and some of the new technology that's available to project images and scenes and animations and films and clips and little things. It was really quite amazing. And there is an opening battle scene where the chorus and the principals are coming out of the trenches, and it's loud and there are explosions, and it was really quite amazing to see the horror of World War I erupt on stage. It was really quite fantastic. So when you get a chance to see it, I would recommend it. Both the libretto and the music are phenomenal. It's not, it's a modern piece. So, I mean, it's not, you're not going to go out of the theater whistling a tune, but you will be moved. So go see it if you get the chance. So the rest of today, I wanted to talk a little bit about the retail season. I have in my history about 11 years of retail experience. That was my first job, really, at the age of 16. I was hired by Target, and then I moved on to Sears and spent almost 11 years to the day there. And one of the things that you deal with in retail is what's called Black Friday, which is the Friday after Thanksgiving, and it is one of the busiest shopping days of the year. You know, it's kind of a pain in the neck. I remember as a kid, when I was still living at home, my parents would go to my grandparents' house, and I would have to stay home because I invariably had to work the next day, and oftentimes being at the store by 6 a.m. So the hullabaloo for this year is, as you know, the economy really isn't doing very well. And I think retailers are trying to push back and create more buying opportunities for us during the holidays. And you start to see holiday merchandise in the stores earlier and earlier every year. And I don't really have a problem with that. But, you know, through the years, you hear stories about people going to places like Walmart and that sort of thing and getting trampled because they want to get one plasma TV that's available at some extremely good deal. And that frenzy just seems, you know, counter to everything. And so I don't like it. And Target this year is now opening at midnight on Thanksgiving. And that's not really good, but I think they're going to cave, really. It's a buzz in the press, and I think this is kind of a clever marketing thing. Those are my thoughts on that. I want to thank you for listening to today's episode. You can write to me at thescooterdiaries@gmail.com, and I hope you have a fabulous weekend. I have some fun things coming up, and I'll tell you about them as we go along. So until next time, I'll see you later.